Well, good evening, everybody. My goodness, we got so many people on the line. I had problems muting out the beeps and making sure tonight's call is recorded. It's a good problem to have. We got lots of people interested in this company and this information and these products and this owner. So I know he's got a lot to cover tonight. So what I'm going to do is keep the introduction short. I'm sure you know who he is. He is our owner, founder. He's the author of the Green Foods Bible. And he does this call every Wednesday night. It's our Purium Lifestyle call. And I would like to welcome onto the line David Sandoval.
Fantastic. Can you hear me?
I can.
Just a little bit better.
Echo. That's way better.
Is that better?
Yeah, it is.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And this is what I like to call Dinner with Dave, or the Sandoval, not Sandoval, excuse me, the Purium family dinner. Much like the Sandoval family dinner, my mom liked it when everybody got together at least once a week for dinner so we could sit around the table like a family and exchange stories and share information and just get to know each other a little bit better. And I like to do that every week here on Wednesday with the Purium family. And I hope that you obviously feel the same way because you're here. I hope that you'll invite others to join us, though, in the future so that we get that family growing and get that feeling growing as well. So once again, welcome. Really excited, still flying high after convention, taking that energy and really focusing it on what we could do to use these amazing new tools, incredible new tools that make everybody's job so much easier. And just really excited about what I see in the field. The field is taking it and running with it the way that they're supposed to. I hope that they would. So congratulations to all of you. And, you know, this is a family company. It's a family-run company. It's a family-owned company. And that means that we have kids. And those kids mean a lot to us. And so on tonight's call, we are going to talk about something that probably doesn't get enough attention. And that is that, you know, we have an amazing ability to impact our kids' lives, the future of their lives, of their longevity, of their health, of their weight, of their grades that they get, of, you know, the job that they qualify for, of everything, their self-esteem, sense of self-worth, self-love. All of that could be taught to them by letting them know the responsibility that they have for that. This is in your hands. Have this green drink if you want to be strong. Have this Power Kids if you want to grow up tall. Have these products because the Kids MVP and the Power Kids, they're legitimate tools for teaching your kids everything I just talked about, providing them with everything I just talked about, and doing that from a place of absolute love. And so, you know, we have the ability. We have the ability to do what I said, to greatly impact our children's futures. And, yeah, you may get a bigger smile from them when you give them chocolate cake or chocolate milk or chocolate ice cream. You might get a bigger smile, but you could make that kid's MVP taste like all those things if you give it a little try. And then you're going to be smiling really big, saying, oh, my God, my kid's eating something super good for them, and they like it. We can make that happen. Today I put a banana in a blender and mixed up the Power Kids, and everybody loved it. They're just like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So some ice cubes and a banana and some Power Kids, and people were loving it. Adults were loving it because that's what I had in the house, so that's what I made. So we have this amazing ability to impact our children's lives. And so David Litt has agreed to do a little bit of an interview process with me tonight. Questions have come in. Commonly asked questions, so Dave sort of put them together, and he's going to ask me some of those questions on your behalf, and I appreciate David agreeing to do that.
Sure.
So are you
sure
with us still, Dave?
Yeah, I am. I am. And, you know, let's start, you know, you mentioned the Kids MVP and the Power Kids, and, you know, Kids MVP is such a popular product. A lot of people don't know that you named the product MVP, which I thought was brilliant marketing, you know, MV for multivitamin and P for protein. So let's talk about the protein first. I know that we've got this organic pea protein that is certified organic, comes from the United States. If you don't mind, why don't you tell us a little bit about why protein is so important for children and maybe a little bit about, you know, this clean source of protein and why you chose it.
Well, you know, the bottom line is that there's a lot of, like, excitement around vegetarian and vegan proteins. And the reason why is because the World Health Organization reported that that is, like, the best thing for, like, aging people and for developing bodies because it isn't burdened with other things. For example, meat typically has traces of hormones, pesticides, and even if it doesn't have that, it has potentially unhealthy fats and you know, endocrine stimulators and things that come from animals. And because of the, you know, that's one reason, but the main reason is the cost. By the time you have to grow a certain amount of food to feed to get 1 pound of meat, it actually is not a very efficient source of protein either. So for health reasons and for economic reasons, the World Health Organization said that the world is going to have to start looking for sources of vegetarian protein, plant protein. And all of a sudden, you started seeing plant proteins coming out everywhere. The problem is the quality was not necessarily what we would hope it would be. Most of these came from China. They were containing arsenic and lead and other things that are, and even today, people are always asking, oh, my God, you know, you have plant-based protein. Have you had them tested? And da-da-da. Well, ours is the purest. First of all, we use pea protein, not rice protein. All of the questions about arsenic and other things had been around rice protein, not pea protein. Secondly, the pea protein, unfortunately, in the world is coming from China. Ours is not. We have a U.S. source of certified organic protein. This means it is grown and processed in the United States. Grown and processed in the United States. There are some that's grown in the United States but processed in China. And that's not good. And so we're really proud to say that we take our kids so seriously. We have so much love for our children that we're not going to go with potential compromised ingredients. And so the Kids MVP, the highest quality protein available. And then, you know, if you look at the ingredients, David, you probably have the label there in front of you. I know that we have things like moringa and amla and all types of cool barks and berries and you know, even things as simple as spinach. But nonetheless, if you were a paleo parent, you were really, really healthy because you ate a wide variety of foods and you fed your children a wide variety of foods and the nutrients your body got was from that wide variety of foods. So in addition to the protein, the P in the MVP, there's the MV. And that's the multivitamin. That stands for a multitude of sources and a multitude of nutrients. And so while none of these nutrients are necessarily considered a mega dose by any means, they are the value of food. And that's what's important, high quality food nutrients. And so, David Litt, do you have that sort of a sporadic list of foods?
Well, you know, on the Kids MVP, I know that we have, you know, the food-based vitamin and mineral compared with the artificial types of stuff that you might have in a regular grocery store multivitamin. So if you want to share some ideas on what's in those grocery store multivitamins, that would be, you know, some of the other stuff that the GMOs and other things that people don't realize are in those grocery store multivitamins, that'd be awesome. And then we can talk about the Power Kids too.
Okay. Yeah. I apologize. I asked too much. I thought you might have that list, but I know it doesn't.
I don't have the list of the ingredients on the Kids MVP, but I do on the Power Kids and some of the other products. So yeah.
Awesome. So I love to go down the ingredients and sort of explain why, but here's what I'll remind you is that and the kids' MVP. You have the highest quality protein. You have this amazing multitude of nutrient sources from cool things like moringa and amla and spinach and other things.
And oh, I do have it. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. I do. So there's moringa. There's moringa, amla, spinach, basil, parsley, lichen, shiitake, hummingbird tree flower, curry, and tea leaves with lemon peel and achiote. Exotic herbs, flowers, mushrooms, fruits, vegetables, lots of cool stuff in there.
And achiote, for those of you, if I'm not wrong, David, is A-C-H-I-O-T-E. And that's a cool, so these are awesome desert plants and tropical plants and things from all over the world. So it's like we were foragers on the global scale. So just a super, super amazing combination. And that's just one of our things, because this is going to handle what we call macronutrition, protein and some of these cool vitamins and minerals. But then there's something called phytochemical nutrition. You got micro and macronutrition, and that's covered in the kids' MVP. But phytochemistry, that's a little bit different. And we have this phytochemistry working for us in the next product I want to talk about, if that's okay, David, is the Power Kids. The one I made today, like I said, just banana and some ice, and I blended it up, and everybody's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So Power Kids has got some, pretty cool ingredients as well, but the main ingredient I love is the chlorella.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk about the chlorella growth factor, and then I'll read off some of the other ingredients, and you can give some of your highlights on that as well. But why don't you talk about chlorella growth factor?
Well, I think that's the thing that is really the reason I love chlorella the most. Chlorella is the fastest replicating single cell in the plant world by far. No other plant replicates close to as quickly as chlorella does. And chlorella contains more chlorophyll than any other plant as well. Now, are those two things related? I believe so. It literally has 6 times, that's 600% more chlorophyll than its next competitor on Earth, and that's amazing. And so this chlorophyll content fuels photosynthesis, and photosynthesis fuels the energy that causes the cell to replicate so quickly. But here's the problem. If you think about it, this cell never mutates. The fastest replicating cell on Earth never mutates. This fascinated me. How could the fastest replicating cell never mutate, even though it absorbs ultraviolet and radioactive light at a prolific rate? Even though it processes carbon monoxide, even carbon dioxide, more efficiently than anything else on Earth, and all of those are toxic substances. Well, the reason why is because it has embodied in it a ribonucleic acid. A ribonucleic acid is a lot like our DNA, right? We have nucleic acids as well, but the ribonucleic acids in plants, much like those in our bodies, dictate the activities of our cells. And what this does is it protects cells like nothing you've ever seen, but it also allows them and stimulates them to grow at their greatest possible rate. So what this relates to as children is your growth plates and their bones do not grow too fast, but they do grow as to their potential. Now, I was supposed to be 6'2", but I never reached that potential because I suffered from malnutrition as a child. That's the reality of it. The truth is that if you feed a child properly, especially the combination of protein and nutrients, then you will both build muscle and grow properly. And chlorella is combined with spirulina. You mix those two, and that's in the Love MVP and the Kids MVP and the Power Kids. We're talking about the perfect combination of nutrients and cell-regulating activity. So chlorella is my favorite green food to feed to children, bar none, hands down. And the problem is it's hard to get them to take the tablets that it typically comes in. By putting the chlorella powder into this delicious drink, it makes it very easy to get your kids to get the daily requirement of chlorella. Now remember, essentially this is a chlorella drink. Don't look for a wide variety of other active ingredients. Chlorella is our active ingredient. But what we did do is we used certified organic flavoring to make it palatable so that your kids would enjoy it. So, again, chlorella, the ribonucleic acid in chlorella, the ability for chlorella to detoxify heavy metals, the ability for chlorella to deactivate, you know, toxic compounds like dioxins. This is amazing. And if you're exposed to radiation, you're going to be really happy that your kids, if your kids ever get exposed to radiation, you're going to be really, really happy that they had been consuming chlorella.
Nice. Well, yeah, I mean, there's, like you say, it's a certified USDA organic, you know, product through and through with organic apple and raspberry and chia and pomegranate and black currant and blueberry and acai and goji berry and strawberry and maki berry and blackberry. I know that you also put cranberry in there as well, which I thought was interesting. So
this,
if there's
the
anything you want.
Point. Yep, and again, remember we're creating this, you know, I did not mean to discount any of those, which I think are amazing. What I'm saying is as a green food, chlorella is the most important green food for kids. Now, here's what we did that I think is super, super cool. In continuing with our desire to create a paleo type of diet, in other words, a wide variety. When I say paleo, I mean a wide variety of foods. We looked at the entire fruit kingdom, and we said, okay, this is not going to be an apples, oranges, and bananas product. This is going to be the most exotic fruits with the most intense phytochemistry that you could find anywhere on the planet. We're talking about, like I said, macai berry, which is amazing. And, you know, we're talking about berries that are not high fruit at all, but my favorite, and this is a standardized extract. This is a super, super amazing ingredient. And again, while the green portion of the, you know, of the Power Kids is chlorella, the fruit portion also has an equal and sort of incredible story. So let's talk about the cranberry in particular. There is a story I like to tell about cranberry that will show you why naturopathy, why what we do, natural healing, will always have its place, regardless of all the science that they could produce. Because for years, I told people that cranberry would help with urinary tract infections, and I thought that was legitimate, solid advice. And then many scientific journals, the Townsend Health Letter, I believe, was the one I saw, came out and published a report that showed there's not one antibacterial compound in cranberry juice, not one. And obviously, urinary tract infections are caused by bacteria. And so I tucked my tail between my legs and I said, well, you don't always know everything, do you, Dave? Well, just a couple of years back, a couple of years ago, we had our redemption. They found out that cranberry juice had a powerful anti-adherence compound. It didn't kill any bacteria. It didn't stop them from replicating. But it did make them so slippery that they couldn't stay in our body. That's right. It was like putting soap on your dance shoes and going out on a plastic, you know, a wet piece of plastic. You know, they just slip right off. Imagine when you're on a slip and slide, you just put a little soap on your body and you go sliding out. That's what happens to the bacteria when you take our cranberry. Well, guess what bacteria we're most interested? The bacteria in your mouth, cavities, plaque, all types of considerations that are really not so pleasant are eliminated when you have this cranberry juice extract. So imagine they take the Power Kids and the Kids MVP, and when they take the Power Kids, they swish it around their mouth before they swallow. They're literally creating a protective barrier on their teeth against cavities and plaque. Better than brushing your teeth, more than likely. In most cases, I would say it is. So the combination of kids, MVP, and power kids is going to be, like, incredible. And it doesn't take very long, and it doesn't cost very much. In fact, for less than the cost of one of those not-so-happy meals, you could be giving your child both products, a kid's MVP and the Power Kids. And that is quite the bargain, in my opinion. Now, we have a few minutes left in the show, and people have written in. They've asked David to ask me a couple of questions about the Focus and about the Immune Shield. So do you want to take a minute, David? Do we have time to cover that?
Yeah.
Do you have more questions about the other products?
No, I think that's great. And, you know, just to clarify one more time, both the MVP Kids and the Power Kids are on sale, $10 off for PLC members. They're only $50 each. So that's $100 for both of them. So like Dave said, you know, a serving of each for your kids is only a little over $3. So the InFocus and the Immune Shield are both on special as well. And the InFocus product has become one of my all-time favorites. I use it every day. I put it in my Power Shake in the morning. And I love it. And I thought, you know, this question I thought was a great one, which is kind of the opposite of InFocus, which is, you know, what are some of those foods, those processed foods especially, that cause kids to become hyper? What are some things we can do to take out of our kids' diets in addition to giving them the InFocus to help them become more focused?
Okay, well, the one thing we have to look at is artificial light. Artificial light is really bad for our children's brains, and so try to open windows and try to get them as much natural light as you can. That's going to really help them to calm them down, and that's super, super important. Also, how long are they looking at screens, computer screen, phone screen, Game Boy, or whatever they're called, PlayStation, it doesn't matter. That means that when they stop looking at that screen, they're going to be they'll be disassociated from the outside world while they're looking at that screen. And having tools to start associating again with the outside world, I think it's really important to teach people these transitional tools. We're not going to get them to stop looking at these screens, but we need to teach them how to break away from the screen and come back into this outside reality. But as it relates to food, I think the key is to feed them often and to avoid artificial colors and artificial sweeteners. Again, for concentration and focus, artificial colors and artificial sweeteners are the absolute enemy, and they're in everything. So if you could find the food without artificial colors and without artificial sweeteners, if you can make sure that your child eats every 2 hours on some level to keep their brain nourished. And then it's also important to teach them an exercise of how to come back to center emotionally and how to regain their composure on a spiritual, psychological, you know, energetic type of plane. And if you haven't had these conversations with your kids about, you know, how to relax when they feel anxiety and how to deal with that, then we're denying that our children feel anxiety. And that's just putting on rose-colored glasses. And so let's interact with our children. Let them know that we know that they feel stress, ask them, what do you do when you feel stressed out? And then here, let's work on something that you can do. Here's a tool. Here's a breathing exercise. Here's a mental exercise that you could go through, you know, to take yourself to this place. Here's two questions you need to ask yourself before you, you know, get too excited or too worked up about this. You know, there's different exercises, and I'd be happy to do a call about that in a more in-depth fashion, but for now I want you to know those tools are out there. You need to find them and you need to use them. Now the ingredients, I just love what we've done with these ingredients, but I want to remind you that I went to experts. I actually went to a team of herbalists and I said, I want help with these. Yes, I think I'm a pretty smart guy. Yes, I think I know a lot, but I know what I don't know, and I know that I don't know everything. And so here's my opinion on what we should do for the Kids Focus and the Immune Shield. And they came back, and they took about 80% of my advice, and then they made their own adjustments and said, this one isn't as compatible as you might hope it would be, and this one is much more compatible, so maybe we'll do it this way. And I was really grateful for that help. So I'd like David Litt to read off these simple but really effective
sure.
4 to 5 ingredient formulas.
Yeah, so the InFocus has the organic Eleuthero root, organic lemon.
Senticosis.
Yeah, organic lemon balm herb, organic chamomile flower, and organic passion flower herb.
Now, passiflora, as you know, is one of my favorite, you know, herbs for calming our spirit. And the lemon balm, of course, very well known. You know, chamomile, everybody's familiar with that. Really, it's the first ingredient that I thought was the key. And so I'm really, really happy to let you know that these are time-tested based on the work of Edward Bach, based on the work of many, many, you know, centuries of research and study by herbalists. And this is just, it's a game changer. It's an absolute game changer. I have people who tell me they take this before they go into a meeting, like 15 minutes before and go to a meeting. They take this and they're just like, om, and they're like so into it. I've had women tell me, you know, when my husband's starting to get in one of his moods, I just take this stuff, and next thing you know, I'm like in control of myself and in the conversation. And whether it's school, whether it's, you know, interacting with stressful potential life partners, whatever your testimonial is, you know that you're going to have one when you have this product. Yes, it's for kids, but I have to admit, I take it myself.
Me too. I take it every day now. So last thing, we got about a minute left, Dave. Immune Shield, I've got a quick read of the ingredients. So we've got echinacea, a couple of different types of organic echinacea, and then we've got astragalus root, elderberry fruit, licorice root, amla fruit, shiitake, all of them organic. Anything you wanted to share from an immune factor on any of those ingredients?
Well, as you know, that echinacea angustifolia is more of a diminished returns echinacea, but it's very powerful. And the other echinaceas are not as powerful, but they don't wear down over time. Echinacea angustifolia is really powerful day 1 through 6 and much less powerful day 6 through 12 with almost no benefits after day 12. And so we have the knowledge of this. And so we put, you know, both types of echinacea in there. We also put some amazing healing mushrooms. And this combination, it's like, imagine like a really heavy table, and then you have 6 people around it, and you could all lift it with just 1 finger because there's so many of you, or maybe there's 10 of you, whatever it is. Well, when we deal with our children's health, we want to be a lot of fingers lifting a little bit at a time so that we keep that balance in our children's body and our children's minds. Imagine building a shield around your child before you send them out into public. That's what I wanted to do.
Beautiful. Well, that's a great analogy and a great way to wrap up the call. So fantastic job as always. So those 2 tincture products are $5 off. The Power Kids and the MVP Kids for UPLC members, $10 off. And tomorrow night we got our business overview call. Would love to have some of you back on tomorrow night. Dave, any final words as we wrap up?
You know, just that, you know, it's really important to me that we get here together as a family. I want you to try to build this, you know, momentum and get more people on every single call if you enjoyed it. If not, then enjoy your next Wednesday without me.
Dinner with Dave. All right. Thanks so much. Good stuff. Good night, everybody.